It's a $1.22 million grant, and it's intended to combat homelessness.
Congressman Brian Higgins delivered the news, money from a Housing and Urban Development Competitive Grant, which will be split by two agencies. Community Missions of the Niagara Frontier will receive $850,000, some of which will be used for transitional housing. Its president is Robin Kruger.
We also will have rapid rehousing beds, which, as you know, in our city are badly needed. They give us an opportunity to help stabilize individuals at the beginning of their stay in an apartment and help, again, move them towards self-sufficiency.
Pinnacle Community Services, meanwhile, will receive $370,000 for a family-based wraparound case management program. Pinnacle's president and CEO, Laura Pennington Gowell, spoke of the recognition for teamwork among agencies and working with the Homeless Alliance of Western New York to form a strategy.
We really needed to work together over a 2 or 3 year time period to determine what was the need for youth in our community and figure out the best ways to do that. Honey brought together a group of youth, a youth task force, that had people who had young people who had been homeless to determine what it is that would be the best supports for those youth.
The Youth Action Board has prepared a coordinated community plan for ending youth homelessness. They estimate 750 youth in Niagara and Erie counties experience homelessness each year, while about 1,600 more are at risk. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.